Now, the rest of the story. Just outside Stratford Junction, Ontario, Canada, two trains were headed straight for each other on the same track at top speed. The engineer whose train is heading towards Stratford has been informed that the train leaving Stratford is on a siding, that the main track is clear. The engineer of the outbound train has been informed of nothing. Oh, yes, he'd ought to have been told of the approaching train. He'd ought to have been shunted onto a siding. For indeed, there was a telegraph operator working the night shift at Stratford Junction, and that operator had been signaled to hold the outbound train. And yet, apparently, something had happened to the Stratford telegrapher. Either he's absent, away from his post, or incapacitated, or worse, he is asleep on the job, while two locomotives are thundering on the same route to oblivion in the dead of that awful night. Well, this is the rest of the story. They called them tramp operators in those Civil War times, men who in the fledgling days of telegraphy traveled from town to town seeking employment at the telegraph offices newly sprung from the soil of the mid-19th century. And yet if the tramp operator's life lured some ambitious men, it also attracted many who would have been tramps without the telegraph, uninspired itinerants content with a succession of shabby working conditions and seedy rooming houses. And no less a part of this aimless existence was the telegraph operator at Stratford Junction. He was a drifter, a peripatetic walker of the rails, a frequent freight car stowaway who got a job in a telegraph office whenever he needed cash. When he could not find employment as a telegrapher, he joined railroad gangs and laid track. But in May of 1864, he was working in Canada at Stratford Junction as a telegraph operator on the Grand Trunk Railway. And here, as elsewhere, if he could find a shortcut in his job, he would take the shortcut. For example, he was supposed to send what's called a six signal, S-I-X, a six signal, to the chief dispatcher in Toronto every hour on the hour. An outgoing message to reassure the main office that he was awake and alert during the night shift. But this clever telegrapher found a way to beat the system. He rigged up a clockwork mechanism, a little wheel with a notched rim attached to a clock which automatically tapped out the wide-awake signal every hour, whether he was awake or not. And virtually always he was not. And you've learned what happened because he was sleeping on the job one night. A train that should have been sighted at Stratford went through on the main track unwarned and directly toward an oncoming train. It was only because both engineers were alert that a terrible head-on collision was barely averted. But it was the end of that 17-year young telegrapher's job at Stratford Junction. And he returned home, and from there strode onto the pages of history. Until this moment, you've always thought of him as the man who turned off the dark, as the creator of incandescent light. But now I think you're going to remember his first real invention, which was a signal sender for lazy telegraphers. That was his first. That was the eldest and the most mischievous in the immense family of prodigious brain children of Thomas Alva Edison. Only now you know the rest of the story.